Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Steve. It's Gail at Local Splash. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Kim?
I'm doing great.
I'm sorry, Gail. It's Gail,
no
right?
Worries. Yes. No worries. I did that to somebody yesterday. I thought I was calling you, and I called a gentleman named Larry, and I kept calling Steve there. He's like, there is no Steve
yeah.
here.
Yeah. Well,
too funny.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Well, I think so. Let me
okay.
ask you something.
Sure.
Now, don't be offended by this, but this is just the world
Never.
We live in. I've got Local Splash, Who We Are page up on my computer. I'm sitting here.
Okay.
It says, meet the team.
Mm. You don't see me on there.
Nope.
Nope. So is it a picture of the whole team, like, I don't know, 50 people or so?
No, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, okay. I know the page you're on. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
That
Viviana, Laura, David Redeker. Go ahead.
Yep. So Rodecker is our CEO. Of course, he's still here. That page is sadly out of date. It's actually, I don't think they've updated it probably in 5 years. I don't know why. I have no idea. I guess it's kind of like the auto mechanic who has the worst running car in town. We
sure.
do.
Yeah.
So no, I'm not on there. There's a group photo on there somewhere too. And I'm not in that either. That one. So we were all, well, they were, in an office. And then with the pandemic, they sent everybody to work from home. So that group shot was actually taken before any of that happened. And I came on, I'm in Colorado. I'm not in California with the rest of them. So I've actually never sat right next to any of my teammates.
Okay.
Though we communicate all day long.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I want to get started. I just wondered if there was any way to get anybody on the phone with you that would, you know, take my credit card number. Is that possible?
You want somebody else on the line at the same time that I take
a credit card? Is that
okay? Yeah, that's fine. I don't mind.
Okay.
Okay, you want one of my people or do you want somebody there? I mean, it doesn't matter to me. I'm fine either way.
Oh, one of your people.
Okay, no problem. I can do that, certainly.
Somebody from the office that'll just say, hey, it's me, and you're giving your credit card number to our company, and, you know, and don't be offended, this is nothing personal.
Oh, my gosh. No, I never thought it would be.
Okay.
never thought for a minute. Not at all. I get it. You know, honestly, I'm glad you're cautious because it tells me that you're going to be okay because there are a lot of scams and scammers out there, and
yeah.
I don't want you hooked up with any of them either. So, yeah, no problem. Let me, I do need to do something here real quick. One of my systems that I used actually just kicked me out. I've got to log back in. And, of course, I don't have the password memorized.
Now, I know before you got on the phone, another gal talked to me the other day, and I can't remember who it was. But
might have been. Let me see. I can tell you. Oh, Tara. Yep, it was Tara that you talked to before I came on. Yep.
Okay.
Now why won't it let me log in?
Tara Craig?
Yes, that's the gal. She's awesome. Let me try this. It's not liking my password.
Whew.
Hard time getting somebody else on the line unless I can get it to log in. There it goes.
I'm actually going to an appointment here in just a few minutes.
Okay, no worries. Well, so let's go ahead. I've got a couple of people that are actually in. Sahak
okay.
is in. I might be able to get him on the line with us. Let's go through the info gathering. I always save credit cards for the very last. So
okay.
let's do everything else first, and then when we get there, then I'll get somebody on the line with us, depending on who's in. We actually don't open really for another hour.
So
I don't have many people in, but that's okay. I'll have more options by the time we get there.
Okay.
So Steve, I assume Steve is short for Stephen.
S-T-E-P-H-E-N.
Perfect.
Kelly is K-E-L-L-E-Y.
Okay. And then on the credit card that you're using, K-E-L-L-E-Y, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. And then on the credit card that you're using today, does your middle initial appear on there?
Let me look. I think so, because that's how I signed my name.
You know, sometimes they put them on and sometimes they don't.
Yeah, it does. M as in Michael.
Gotcha. Okay. Let me do a couple updates on my end here.
Now, I'm going to use a personal credit card, not the company credit card today.
No problem. And you can switch that anytime you'd like. There's no problem with that. And then, Steve, is your email address steve@biopureinspections.com?
That's fine.
Perfect. I'm going to send you two emails right now. One is simply informational. It's on our dashboard and analytics, just so you can see what you've got access to with that. And then the second one, I've got a... Oh, there we go. Okay. First one's on its way. And then the second one, I'm going to get you the exact price and package that I quoted you. I want you to have that in writing for your records, too. So let me... I've got to... It's a stock email, so I need to adjust that with your discounts in there.
Yeah. We said we ended up $149.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well,
now,
if I could...
Do you mind sending that to my personal email?
Not at all. What email would you prefer I use?
Stephen is S-T-E-P-H-E-N dot Kelly, E-Y, of course, 29 at Yahoo.
You got it. Actually, I'm going to send both of these again to that email, so you've got it.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Just a few clicks, not any big deal.
All right.
Go and then readjust this one. Yeah, we got you way down from retail. We want to get that in there.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay. So both of those emails are on their way to your Yahoo address.
Okay. So Stephen.Kelly29@yahoo.com, right?
Yep, exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Okay.
There we go. I apologize. My system is sluggish this morning.
That's all right. That's all right.
Goodness. Okay. It booted me out of a different system. Yikes. I know. I'm thinking I need to reboot my whole computer is probably the issue. It's been a couple of days, and that does happen. It starts doing goofy things. I'm going to re-enter a couple things here.
In any email yet.
So Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N dot Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y, 29 at Yahoo.
Yeah.
You know, it might be in your junk mail because it does contain, of course, what email would consider as advertising, I suppose.
Okay. Looking for Windows, Charming Charlie, Park City, But would it say local splash or anything?
It should. Let me see. So the subject line on the first one is going to be dashboard and analytics. And then on the other one, it's Google and Facebook marketing. Those are the two subject lines.
Okay. Okay.
Are they not playing nice?
Not seeing anything yet.
Strange. And I've triple checked your email address, so that's okay. You know, maybe it's just taking a minute to get there.
Yeah. That's okay. Looking for window replacements. I'm checking my junk mail.
Awesome.
Info important for Steven. Huh. No.
No luck.
No. I'm not seeing anything yet. Wow.
Huh. That is odd.
No kidding. I mean, I've had this happen before, honestly, where it just takes time. But
sometimes it does. Yep. And those two, we won't worry about. We'll keep plowing through. And
okay.
Then, so I've got for business name, bio, B-I-O, no space, capital, pure, P-U-R-E, inspections, comma, LLC. Is that right?
That is correct.
Perfect. And then are you still at 157 North Washington, Danville, Indiana, 46122?
Yes.
Beautiful. And I already verified it myself, but just so we're sure, website address is biopureinspections.com.
Yes.
Fantastic. All right. So let me get into the other screen here. Okay, so I'm going to send you a couple of texts. The one you might already have, it's my direct contact info, just making sure you have it. And it's, even if I've already sent it, it's standard procedure when we get you all set. I send that over to you anyway. That way you can get me in your phone. And then
yeah. The
second one I'm sending over is for they call it customer service. It's where you'll actually be able to reach your technician. And just one more reminder that I am the lead on your account. So if you ever have a problem, Steve, and you don't get what you're after or you don't get answered, whatever it is, don't let it fester. Let me know, and I'll jump in. And if I can't fix whatever it is myself, I will get you to the person that can. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Awesome. All right. Let's go ahead and set up your onboarding call. Let's see. Yes. So the onboarding. Go ahead.
Are we going to schedule this for later?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
So I like to schedule it at your earliest convenience. So this call, we block out an hour, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. You don't need to be in front of a computer. I'm actually gathering all of the links and everything we've got. Everything you and I are talking about so that your technician will have all of that during the call. So they're going to do quality control, make sure I got all your information right, and then chat with you about wants, don't wants, likes, dislikes, options, things like that. So you, where was I? Your earliest convenience. I know that's what it was.
Yeah.
Once we take your money today, I'd rather we get to work right away, and this call really kicks it off. So let me see. Now today is kind of sketchy. Let's see what we got here.
Okay.
Can
we do it? I know this. I don't mean to put you off, but
no.
Can we do it like this coming next week, like Tuesday?
We could. I don't like pushing them out that far, but if that's what works for you, we can do that.
The problem, Gail, is I'm working a full-time job. I've got my first company inspection here in a half hour.
And oh, okay.
So what I'm saying is, yeah, I'd rather put it out till Tuesday, but.
Okay. We can do that.
So, I don't mean to be so difficult to do business with.
Oh,
I'm just,
my goodness, Steve. Stop. You are not difficult. Believe
me.
not being difficult. This is just part of how it goes, and that's all right. So next Tuesday, I've got every hour on the hour starting at 7 a.m. and going through 6 o'clock that evening, your time. So you need
one
time.
O'clock, okay.
1 o'clock. Perfect.
Okay.
You got it. Let me grab that appointment, and I'll go ahead and set it up. And then I'll have another email on the way once I get this created. I have to make the calendar appointment and
right.
get our tech team on that appointment also.
All right.
Takes just a second to get everybody where they belong.
Okay.
Okay, there we go. How's your wife doing, by the way?
Better, thanks. Better.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
Thanks for asking.
Good. Absolutely. Sounded like you guys were having a tough time yesterday.
Yeah. Things are kind of crazy. Like I said, I got my very first company appointment here in a few minutes. So
that's awesome.
It is, but I'm frustrating you, I'm sure, because
I'm running out
of time.
Nope, you're not at all, and we'll get to it. I actually had a lot of this. There's more. I actually did a lot of gathering before we got on the phone so that it would go quicker
okay.
for us. Refresh my memory, Steve. Do you have a Facebook business page?
No.
Okay. I didn't think so, but I didn't want to answer that without asking you again.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm going to send one more text your way. This is purely informational. It's on that call tracking, just so you know what to expect from that. Don't need to do anything with it. All right. And then for us to contact you, Steve, do you prefer by phone, text, or email?
Text is great. Phone is my preferred, but phone or text. Email, no.
You got it. All right. And then what do you want to show as your hours of operation?
8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay. And then did you want any type of payment integration on your website? So the ability to have people pay you through like Venmo, PayPal, Cash App. There's no charge for it. So if it's something you like, I just need to tell them that you want it.
I think I've got that handled.
Okay. I'm going to tell them no. And then for your Google business profile, I've got a note on here to leave your physical address off because it is your home address. So
right. You'll
still show up in the map where you're supposed to. All of that will be good. It's just that it won't actually show them your street address.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Steve, we're getting close.
Now, let me ask you something. I've got a half-hour drive to a 10 o'clock appointment.
Okay.
And can I call you back? I promise to call you back because I want to go through with this.
Sure.
I'll call you back right after the appointment. We get somebody on the phone. I'll give you my credit card info. We'll finish up. Can we do that?
Sure. Absolutely. Right. But I have another idea. We're ready to do billing. It'll only take a couple of minutes. We can do that, and then all we'll have left to do is handle a couple of emails, and we'll be done. Should we get that?
Can you get somebody else on the phone? Because I'm just getting rattled because I got to get out the door. I've got traffic to battle on.
You know. No problem. No problem.
I'm not putting you off on purpose.
Oh, gosh. No. I know that.
I just got to get out of here. I know you're busy, and I don't mean to be difficult to do business with, but I'm just out of time.
I'm messaging another one of my gals. Her name is Maria. I noticed her punched in this morning. No, actually, she's not answering.
One second. More time. Sorry,
it's okay. No, not at all. So some of this I can get filled in. The address is good. Well, I guess there's not a lot. But the only thing I can fill in without somebody else's master visa and I could discover, and that's kind of doesn't help as much. Okay.
I mean, I can shoot for a time and promise to call you. If we can get someone on the phone, I'll give you that credit card number. You can tell me anything else. I'll be all yours, not rattled and antsy on you, you know.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Are you there?
I am. I'm actually, I'm going to text my... And I apologize for the delay.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I should have allowed a little more time. I should have allowed a little more time, but.
No worries. No worries. I'm going to put you on hold for just one quick second, okay?
All right. I'm sorry, hon. I'm not going to be
talking
with you.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. So, Steve, I'm not reaching anybody at the moment because nobody's in yet is the trouble.
All right.
I see a few people logged into the system. But so we one of two things. We can wait till later. Or I work from home. My husband is here. He's also a home inspector. He sees my pay stubs. I don't know if that would set you at ease at all. I can have him on with us.
Well, the thing is, it's 25 after. I've got a half hour drive. I've got to do it.
Later. You gotta go in five. I'll tell you what. So, Steve, something I didn't even think of mentioning. This entire call, actually, every one of our calls have been recorded all along.
Yeah.
We record every single call, and they're actually attached to your file. Is that sufficient?
Yeah. That's fine.
Okay.
But,
all right.
But, you know, I just, like I said, it's nothing personal. I just feel better if somebody with your company got on the line with us. If I call you back at 1 my time, that gives me 3 hours for my appointment. Between 1 and 1:30. Would that work for you?
Tell you what, I just got a hold of my supervisor. She's going to let me call.
I'm just out of time.
So you can take me with you, and that's okay.
What do you mean?
You can take your phone with you.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Okay. All right, so we're going to get Amy Nelson. She is one of our supervisors.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line, and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Why are you doing that?
Okay.
All right. We will have to.
Because I've got to enter in my phone the address of the appointment and get out of here.
Gotcha. Okay.
I want to wrap this up today. If I call you between 1 and 1:30 my time, will that work for you?
Yes, it will.
Okay.
It'll work perfectly.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk to you then.
I promise to call, and I'll give you my undivided, and we'll wrap this up. I'm sorry.
No worries, and we'll be fully staffed, so I can grab it just about anyone. Good luck on your first inspection. Don't be nervous. You're going to do great.
Get them. Thanks for everything. I'll talk to you.
You're welcome.
Soon.
All right, thanks, Steve.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.